Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We're grateful. We're grateful that he has brought us together one more time. Amen. We're so grateful. We're so grateful for all that is done. Truly, the Lord has done us well. Amen. And yet now, he's brought us back together again here on the Prayer News Network. And we're so grateful that you've taken out the time to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. We pray that you had a beautiful time in the presence of the Lord in your several assemblies on today. Amen. I just believe there was a move of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because, glory to God, in this time and in this hour, people of God, I think our thoughts and our hearts, amen, glory be to God, are just truly turned towards God, and we are intentional. Amen. We're intentional in our praise. Glory be to God. We're intentional in the things that we do. And we just bless the Lord for it. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And if we were to have testimony series, I'm sure that we will have some awesome, awesome, awesome testimonies. Amen. Because the Lord is truly moving by his Spirit. He's moving by his Spirit. Glory be to God. And I tell you, there are some people, amen, of God that are in the earth that are really seeking the face of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And guess what, people of God? We are one of them. Amen. We come, glory to God, seeking the Lord. We come seeking, amen, to hear what the Lord will say. Amen. We come seeking, glory be to God, to hear. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The good. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Those things that we need to take off, those things that we need to put on. Glory to God. We come to be energized. We come, amen, Jesus, to glory that the Lord will yet breathe upon us again. Amen. And we bless the Lord for that. We bless his name. We bless his name for that. Amen, Jesus, because no matter what the situation is, no matter what it looks like, people of God, the Lord has not forgotten about us. And we're so grateful that you have assembled yourselves here on tonight. Amen. We just want to welcome you. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We welcome you on tonight, each and every one of you. Those that are listening in the continental U.S., we thank God for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you for listening. Amen. No matter what state, country, city, town, amen, that you're listening from, we thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you coming, taking the time out to come and be with us. We thank God on tonight for those of you that are listening. Amen. Glory be to God. From nation to nation, from country to country, we thank the Lord for you. We do. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. No matter what country, town, city, state, village, amen, township, glory to God. No matter where you're listening from, we thank God for you. We thank you for coming to be with us here, and we welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We already know there's a whole lot of news that's going on out there in the earth. Amen. We can watch the news. We can listen, amen, via the radio. Amen. Listen via Facebook. Listen via YouTube. Glory to God. Whatever social media platform, glory to God, we realize that there's a lot of bad news, amen, that's going on. But we here at the Prayer News Network, we're offering hope. Amen. We're offering hope, amen, in dire situations. We're offering hope, amen, to let the world know that Jesus still lives. Amen. He yet lives, glory to God. And because he lives, we live. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we know, amen, Jesus, who holds our future. Amen. And we put our life in his hand. Glory to God, because he's a keeper. Amen. He's a keeper of the body, the mind, the soul, and the spirit. Amen. And we trust God. We trust him. Glory to God. We trust him. We trust him with our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know that he has all things, not some things. He has all things in control according to his predetermined counsel. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. So we don't worry. We don't fret. Glory be to God. Amen. None of that. Mm-mm. We don't worry. We don't fret. Amen. We don't do that. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But we go to the word of God to find out what the Lord has said and what the Lord is saying in these various situations. Amen. And there's a word from the Lord. And no matter what your situation is, glory be to God, there is a word from the Lord for you. So we pray that you came, that you're intentional in your coming, that you came looking for something. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you came expecting, glory to God, to hear from the Lord. Amen. So we bless God for you. We thank God for you again, each and every one of you, as, amen, you're continuing to come in. We just want to say welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. We just want to invite you to go ahead and send out a text message on tonight. Glory to God. Send out a text message and let them know that we are here. Amen. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is live. Let them know that they can come on in. Come on in the room. Come on in and let's hear and see what the Lord has to say unto us. Amen. Go ahead and text some people of God. Text somebody. Amen. Or call somebody. Let them know that we're here. Glory to God. Let them know that you would be grateful. Amen. If they would come and join you. Amen. In this sitting on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We thank him. We honor him. Glory be to God. Amen. For this line. Glory to God that he has erected in the earth in this time. Glory to God. Amen. Came at the time of the pandemic. Amen. And we are yet continuing to advance. Amen. For however long the Lord will say, glory to God, here we are. Amen. For this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. And we're so grateful on tonight, so very grateful on tonight, people of God. Amen. For all that he's doing. Amen. As we say, glory to God, surely there is a word from the Lord for you. Amen. Get ready to receive what God has for you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We just want to honor our leaders. Glory be to God. We just want to, glory to God, we always honor our leaders, esteem them highly, because we just want to let you know, people of God, this is not a fly by night. Amen. This is not a renegade. Amen. Jesus, we're not, amen, running away with something, people of God, but it has stability. It has order. This line has order. It's ordained by God. Amen. Glory be to God. It's validated, amen, by leaders. Glory to God, to let you know, amen, that we're just not out here wild branch. Amen. Just falling, going all over the place. No, no, no. That's not who we are. But as we always say, people of God, the anointing flows down. Amen. The anointing flows down. It doesn't flow up. Amen. So we just want to let you know, glory be to God, that you're in a good place. You're in a good place, people of God. Amen. To receive from the Lord. Amen. The Lord has been sending some awesome people to this line. People that are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, amen, got a word of deliverance. They have a word of hope, amen. Glory to God, a word of salvation, a word to strengthen you. Glory be to God, a word, glory be to God, that can come straight out of the mind of God, out of their mouth, amen, right into the midst of your situation. God does that. He does that, people of God, for us, and we're so grateful for it. Amen. We're thanking him for that. Amen. He's the orchestrator, the orator, amen, of this line, and we're grateful. We give all honor and praise unto him. As well on tonight, as always, I just want to, amen, recognize my leader, amen, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James, amen, thanking God for, amen, his life, his legacy that he has left in the earth, and thanking God tonight for Mother Carrie James, amen, First Lady of my ministry, amen, and just thanking the Lord, amen, glory to God for those that are in charge, amen, that this anointing flows down. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Thanking God tonight, amen, for Senior Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop, amen, Jesus, Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, thanking the Lord for him and my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. We just bless the Lord for them. Amen. We just bless the Lord for all of the leaders, all of the righteous leaders that are in the earth. Amen. That are appointed, chosen, glory of God, by God. Hallelujah. We thank God for them. Amen. And for the anointing that he has placed over their lives. We thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for every leader. Amen. That is coming to the line, that comes to the line. We thank God for you as well. Amen. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Thank you that you find value. You find substance. Amen. Something that you can take off of this line. You have a takeaway, something you can take away from this line. Glory be to God, and be fed and be blessed. So we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We bless the Lord, amen, for our advisors on tonight, each and every one of them. Glory be to God. Holy men and women of God, amen, Jesus, who love God, who love the work of God, amen, who has the heart of God, amen, the heart for his, glory be to God, his will and his purpose to be, amen, erected in the earth. So we thank God, amen, for them, for helping to hold up this bloodstained banner, helping this broadcast to continue to go forth. We thank God for each and every one of them. And people of God, let me tell you, we thank God for you, each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you, amen. Again, no matter where you're calling from, no matter where you're listening from, glory to God, whether you're listening via Facebook Live, amen, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we realize that there's so much more, so much that you could be doing. Amen, Jesus. But you have decided to come and be with us. So we thank the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him for each and every one of you. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. Amen. To let the people know. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. That there's yet the voice of the Lord that's yet in the earth. Amen. Being declared by his chosen vessels. And we thank God for that on tonight. Amen. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. You can get a copy of the broadcast. We'll actually give you a copy of it. We'll give you the two numbers whereby you can get a copy, amen, after the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to get it. We want you to share it. Amen. We want you to let someone else know. Glory to God. For you, as you are blessed, amen, we want you to bless someone else. And for those of you that are continuing to send out the broadcast, we want to say thank you, thank you. Thank you, for the word is traveling. The word is getting out. Amen. Glory to God. Whether you're getting it via link, amen, whether you're listening, amen, we have a following, a pretty good following on Facebook, those that are now listening via Facebook. We thank God for you. Amen. As you're listening, amen, we want to just encourage you to send the link out. Amen. Send it out via Messenger. Oh, glory to God. Send it out via Facebook. Tag someone. Amen, Jesus. Just help us to get the word out. Amen. Glory be to God, for the word that you send may be the word that saves someone's life. So we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We glorify the Lord. Amen. Again, for your coming. Again, we just want to say welcome. We appreciate you. Amen. And we just thank God, amen, for what you are about to receive from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him. We thank him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We glorify him. Amen. Truly, the Lord is good. The Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. So, again, we thank God for you. We ask you to go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Glory be to God. For truly, there is a word from the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. There's a word from the Lord. There's a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And we don't want you to miss it. Amen. We want you to go ahead and get your pen. Go ahead and get your paper on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and let's see, amen, what the word of the Lord is for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. We appreciate you so much. Again, we thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, we just thank the Lord for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So again, go ahead and get your pencil. Go ahead and get your paper. Glory to God. Go ahead and tell somebody, amen, that we are here. Let them know that we are here. We're going live. Amen. Let them know, amen, that we want them to come and join us on tonight on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we want to go ahead and get ready, amen, for the word on tonight. But we know, amen, of course, amen, that, amen, you've already been in service on tonight. So we will not hold you long on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God. But we certainly want the Holy Ghost to have his way, amen, in this line, in this broadcast on tonight. But we want you, amen, glory to God. What is it that you want from the Lord? Put it, amen, before the Lord on tonight. Glory to God, amen. Get that word of direction, amen. We need the Lord to direct us, people of God. There's so much going on in the earth, glory to God, amen. People are calling wrong, right, wrong, glory to God. But we need to hear the direct word from the Lord for our lives, amen. So we want you to listen attentively to what the Lord has to say through his messengers on tonight. Glory be to God, for surely there's a word from the Lord for you. Amen. So tonight, glory to God, amen, we want to go ahead and, glory to God, prepare for the word on tonight. Glory to God, we want to sanctify the line. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We want to get the airways clear. Amen. This is why we sanctify the line. Amen. To get the airways clear so that you can hear from the Lord. Whatever the Lord is speaking to you, glory to God, that it's not clogged up, it's not held up. Amen. But the word will come directly unto you. Amen, Jesus. So that he can answer your situation. So that he can step into the midst of your situations. Amen. Glory be to God. So whatever that situation is, glory to God, he can handle it. Amen. Because there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. So we would that you prepare your hearts and your minds. Glory to God. And you send those text messages out. Glory to God. Let us go before the throne of grace. Amen. Glory
to God. The recording has started.
Amen. For the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Let's bless him on tonight, glory to God, for what he's done in this day. Let's bless him, glory be to God, for what he's already done in your several, amen, assemblies on today. Glory to God. Come on and bless him. Come on and thank him on this day. Hallelujah. Thank him on this hour. Amen. Glory be to God, for he has fed us. Amen. Hey, glory to God. His spirit has rested upon us. Amen. Think back now. Glory be to God, and let's give him thanks. Let's give him praise. Glory to God for what he has done. Let's thank him, glory be to God, for his divine visitation on today. Come on and let's thank him, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, for he deserves it. He deserves it. Glory to God, he deserves it on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give him praise. It would not be enough, amen, to give him adoration. Glory be to God. It would not, glory be to God, be enough, amen. Hallelujah, for the worship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, it would not be enough. So we give God thanks. We give him praise. And Father, we bless you on today. We honor you. We glorify you on today. We thank you. Glory to God for who you are. We're thanking you, glory to God, for you yet reign. We're thanking you on tonight, hallelujah, for you yet sit on the throne. And we give you thanks, we give you praise. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for you're the giver of life, and we bless your precious name. We're thanking you tonight, hallelujah, for life and that more abundantly. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for you've been good to us. You've been better to us, oh God, than we've been to ourselves. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your divine covering. Glory to God, covering us from danger, seen and unseen. But we come to thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you tonight, hallelujah. Glory to God for keeping our minds and keeping our hearts. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for staying the hand of the enemy. We thank you on tonight, oh God, that you didn't allow the enemy to wreak havoc over our lives. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. And for this, We give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight. Father, we thank you, glory to God, for how you came and how you moved already. How you moved, oh God, in our assemblies, in our churches on today. Father, we're thanking you, glory be to God. Thanking you for your move. Thanking you for your word on today. Father, we thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah, that you are mindful of us. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. Father, we thank you on this night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you on this night. Thank you for lifting the head and lifting the spirit of your people. Father, we bless your name. We honor you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Glory, Messiah. Glory to God. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. That's due unto your name. And Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to look upon us one more time. Glory to God. Look upon us yet one more time. Father, we're asking you to look upon this broadcast. Look upon this line. Look upon this people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. For surely there's a blessing. Surely there's a miracle, glory to God, for your people on tonight. And we thank you tonight. Father, we're asking you on this night to look upon us, your people. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us, a spirit of truth. Glory to God, your spirit, oh God, of holiness on tonight. We're asking you to look upon us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to touch us yet again. Look, oh God, touch, oh God, our situations, touch our bodies yet again. Oh God, we're asking you to restore our souls. Glory to God yet again, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to strengthen us tonight. Strengthen us in the inner man, in the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen us in our spirit on tonight, in the precious name. Glory to God. We're asking you to look upon us tonight. We're asking you to touch our hearts, touch our ears, oh God. Cause us to hear your voice, in that precious name. Glory to God. Cause us to hear your direction. Cause us to hear on tonight that you would help us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it yet again. We're asking you to breathe upon us, in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon this line. Look upon this broadcast all over the world. Messiah. Glory to God. All over the world. All over the airways, oh God. In that precious name, oh God. And we're asking you to move for your people. Move for your people in a mighty way. Move for your people in a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus. Move, glory to God. And heal bodies on the night. Move, glory be to God. And move situations and circumstances. Those things, oh God, that begin, oh God, that hold your people fast. Oh God, but we're asking you to deliver tonight. Deliver your people on tonight. Deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every hold on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it on tonight. Father, do it for your name's sake. Oh God, do it. Oh God, for your name's sake. Oh God, for the Yabosha. Oh God, according to your will, according to your matchless name. Oh God, we're asking you to do it on tonight. Cause the heavens delegate to shake in the name of Jesus. Move favorably for your people on tonight. And Father, we declare we'll give you praise. We'll give you honor. We'll give you glory for what you're doing. We will, oh God, bless your name. We'll bless you going out. We'll bless you coming in our precious name, Jesus. We declare on tonight that you almost say we'll give you the glory in our precious name, Jesus. And Father, we bless you, we glorify you. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for moving, glory to God, all over the land. We thank you, Jesus, oh God, for touching your people. We're thanking you for the ingathering. Thank you for calling us in, calling us nigh unto thee. Thank you for your great salvation. For it's not your will that any shall perish, but that all should come to repentance. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for the beckoning call of your people, for the beckoning Jesus. Father, we ask you to do it on tonight. Father, we're asking you to look upon the bereaved on tonight. Look upon the bereaved family. Look upon those, oh God, that have suffered loss in the precious name of Jesus. Cause them to know, glory to God. Cause them to feel. Oh God, cause them, oh God, to feel after you. Oh God, for you are a restorer. You are the reemotion of the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit. Glory to God. Everything that pertains unto life, Father, you are a restorer. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you on this night. We bless you for everyone, oh God, that's under the sound of my voice. Everyone, oh God, that should hear. Glory be to God. Cause there to be a blessing. Oh, glory to God. Rabasha, a right now blessing. Oh, Moshe God. A right now blessing. Glory be to God unto your people. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for instant healing. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you. Glory be to God. Instant deliverance. We thank you tonight. We glorify you, oh God. Instant. Oh, God, salvation, instant deliverance on tonight, Father. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Father, now we say have your way in the midst of us. Oh, God, oh, Glamahoshaba, nation to nation, country to country, have your way. Move as only you can. Move as only you can. Do what you will. Glory to God. Oh, God, do it on tonight. Idiyasa, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking you to cause your glory to rest upon this vine. Cause your presence to rest upon this people in that precious name, oh God. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise for all that you've done, all that you're about to do. Father, we're asking that you would bless your speaker tonight. Bless your speaker tonight. Bless your speaker tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the rhema word. We thank you for the right now, right now, right now word. Oh, God, that comes out of you. We thank you. We're asking you that you strengthen her now. Strengthen her in this hour. Strengthen her, oh, God, for this word, for this anointing. Oh, God, that you rested upon her. Have your way, we say. Have your way on tonight. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Let your word have free course on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Glory be high, yeah, 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 yeah. Glory be to God. We glorify you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Thank you for what you're doing for your people. We thank you for the answers. We're thanking you, Haramah Osheba. We're thanking you for the answers, oh God. Glory to God of your emotion in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We love you. We appreciate you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we say on tonight again, have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in my life. Have your way, Father, in the lives of your people. Father, we say be glorified. Be glorified. Cause your glory to be revealed in us. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We're thanking you for lifting the head of your people. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you tonight. We say again, have your way on this night. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would hide us now behind your precious cross. Father, cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And this, oh God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. And Father, on tonight we make declaration and we declare on tonight that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. No weapon that's formed against you, against your people shall prosper. And we're thanking you on tonight for your promises unto us. For your promises are yea, glory to God, and in you, amen. And we thank you tonight for every promise. We thank you for every blessing, Father. And as sons of God, on tonight we stand. We thank you, oh God, for the power and the authority that you've given unto us. Glory be to God. And even so, glory be to God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We declare, we decree on tonight there shall be no backlash. We declare on tonight there shall be no reformation. We declare, we decree on tonight, glory be to God, for what you've done is done. It cannot be reversed. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for lifting. We thank you for your glory in that precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. We praise you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Again, we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him. Amen, Jesus. Truly, he's the lifter. Amen. He is the lifter of our heads. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight again. And people of God, amen, we endeavor not to hold you long on tonight. Amen. Again, we realize that, amen, so many have already, amen, Jesus, amen, getting prepared, amen, for tomorrow. Amen. Many of the local assemblies are already in. Amen. So we're not going to hold you long. Glory be to God. But we thank God again coming. Glory be to God. And at this time, we're going to release the platform to our speaker. Amen. Again, a very familiar voice. Of course, amen. Coming all the way out of Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise for the woman of God, the pastor. Amen. Always willing, always available to extend. Amen. Her hand. Amen. In the service of the Lord. We thank God for her on tonight. Glory be to God. She's coming to us from Holy Temple Church of God. Amen. And we thank God on tonight. People of God, we want you to help us to receive tonight. Amen. Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So happy to be back one more time on the Prayer News Network Global. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I'm just thanking the Lord for his blessings. All my soul is yet rejoicing and praising God. And I'm very happy to be back on the broadcast tonight with you one more time. It is just a blessing indeed. And I thank God for all of you. And for everyone who is listening on tonight, truly, I thank the Lord for you. And it's an honor anytime to do a work for the Lord. So I don't mind ministering for the Lord. I don't mind doing this work because this is my calling. And I'm so glad that the Lord allowed me to serve him for this short time. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God because he came into my life. He converted me and sanctified me, gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. He gave me a desire to go all the way, to thrive and to go all the way. And I'm thankful to the Lord. Praise God. And so I'm not going to hold you unnecessarily. Praise the Lord. And I do want to make mention that When the Lord lays thing on your heart to do, it's good to go ahead and do what God is laying on your heart at the time he's laying it on your heart. Not to put it off. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait around. But when the Lord says do it, just do it right then and there. And you'll see just how greatly the Lord will bless you for being obedient to the will of God. Praise the Lord. So on tonight, I'm asking that you will pray with me and for me as we prepare to go to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And we did have service on today in the building, and it was beautiful. We had my little grandchildren there, and I thank God for them. It's a blessing to teach them the ways of the Lord, and they are learning so beautifully. I spoke earlier today regarding my grandson, how maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were in the building, and I called them all up to the front so we could have prayer. And I just happened to say, we're going to have prayer. So my grandson, who's 2 years old, he didn't hesitate. He didn't wait. He just started praying. He just said, God, we thank you for this day. And it just did my heart good. So I just let him lead the prayer. So I thank the Lord for him. I thank God because he is doing great and mighty things. In the midst of adversity, with all the things that are going on around us, with all the evil forces coming against us, even with all of that, God has a way of encouraging his people. God has a way of showing up right on time. Amen. And sometimes we don't recognize it, but God already has the answer to what we need, or he already has provided what we need, and we just can't see it. It's there all the time, and it's because God placed it there, but we were not able to see it until God took away the blinders off our eyes, until God was ready to reveal it unto us. Because sometimes we don't know how to accept what God allows. And the Lord, he will teach us just how to accept his will, even though in our eyes we see things certain ways, but they're not the way God wants it done. Amen. We just don't see just like God. But God has a way of revealing to us what it is he wants us to know. And so now let us prepare our hearts for the word of God, and let us put our minds on the Lord. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Oh God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you, asking that your will be done, that you will speak to us, Lord, and minister unto us the things that we all stand in need of, one by one and name by name. Lord, we believe you and we thank you and we count it done. We praise your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, if you would go to your Bibles, I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And I'd like to start with the book of Psalms, going to the 113th number of Psalms, the entirety of 6 verses. And then I'd also like to go to the 150th Psalm in its entirety of 6 verses. And then I'd like to go over to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And I believe we'll just read that starting down at about verse 18. Praise the Lord. From verse 18 on down to the 31st verse, if it be the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'd like to go to 113th Psalm. Verse 1 reads, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth." The 150th number of Psalm, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Going to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. And I'm going to ask you to just please pray along with me. I have my grandchildren here, and they are calling my name. Praise be to God. So, Evangelist Bradley, if you would, go ahead and read Isaiah 40, starting with verse 18, and I'll be right back with you, if you don't mind reading that for me.
Amen. Amen. Isaiah 40, starting at verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he has no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot, to him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who has created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one falleth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But he that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God, these passages of Scripture. And thank you, Evangelist Bradley, for reading those Scriptures for me.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. And title of the message tonight is The Greatness of God. And the thing to focus on is there is no one like God. Hallelujah. And beginning with the book of Psalms, and this book has many different psalms and hymns and prayers and exhortations that we can read and learn so many things about God. But sometimes we haven't taken the time to really get to know the greatness of God and the praises of the Lord that we render to him. We really need to consider that God is so much higher than the heavens. God is so great and so mighty that looking upon us, we are less than nothing when it comes to him. Nevertheless, God humbles himself so that he can behold the heavens and the earth. Who are we, or what are we, that God should even think on us? Praise the Lord. So we need to take the time out and really consider how we praise our God. Is God pleased with our praise? Pleased with the way we worship? Hallelujah. Is he pleased with the offerings that we render unto him? Glory be to God. The greatness of God needs to be thought about very carefully. Do some deep thinking and consider how great God is. In the psalm, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. His name is so great. As Moses questioned God concerning who should he tell the children of Israel sent him, God said, I am. So in thinking on the greatness of God, God is. And I'll leave that open because it can be filled with so many things that we can't even run out of things to place there. The greatness of God leaves us with this thought in the forefront. God is. Hallelujah. All praise be to God. Reading a little further. From the rising of the sun. I want to go back to the second verse. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth evermore. So don't forget how blessed the name of the Lord is. From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. This is so important. From the time that the sun rises unto the time that the sun goes down, the Lord's name is to be praised. So that means every waking moment, name is to be praised, because blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. He is so high above all nations. The glory of the Lord is above the heavens. Thank you, Jesus. the greatness of God, sometimes our minds are just incapable of even imagining or seeing in our mind God is. Hallelujah. But there are those times when God will give us just a little glimpse. Amen. And we can see the vastness of his power, his majesty, his greatness, his glory. And this doesn't happen that often. But there are those times when God will reveal his glory. Amen. He will let us see to Psalm 150. This is exhorting us to praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. We have to praise him in a certain place. We are exhorted where to praise the Lord. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. The praise has to be according to God himself. Amen. And God takes pleasure in the praises of his saints. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. These praises need to be perfected, so much so that when we render praise, they will be accepted of the Lord. Think about it. The praises that we send up, the worship, all of this, has the Lord accepted it? Is it acceptable unto God? Hallelujah. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, with the psaltery and harp, with the timbrel and dance, with string instruments and organs, upon the loud cymbals, upon the high-sounding cymbals, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And so thinking on the greatness of the Lord, we should be praising him from the moment our eyes come open and with every breath. Oh, glory to God. We need to give God the praise that is due to him, because there is no one like God. Not one. No one can be compared to him. No one like the Lord, God, who can speak and bring things into existence that are not there. A God who can speak and remove things that exist and cause them to become invisible. Hallelujah. The greatness of God. And we find ourselves doubting. We find ourselves with little faith. But something I'm learning in these latter years to apply to what I say is to have peace and confidence in knowing that we can speak things into existence. We can speak by faith, and God has the power to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. So if we say something that we want God to do and we don't believe it, we're not expecting God to do it. Well, glory be to God. But when you have a certain level of peace, and this comes with time, experience, tests, and trials. Hallelujah. But when you at a place where you can open your mouth and speak it as if to say, I know God is able to heal your body. If you don't believe that, there's doubt there. You don't have that peace inside. You don't have that confidence while you're speaking it. You're just saying it. Because a lot of people, they know God will heal, but do you earnestly believe it when you say it? And this is something that develops over time, as I stated. In rendering praises unto God, in worshiping him, and thinking on the greatness of God, hallelujah, none like him. And when we go into the scripture and we see all the things that God has done, when we think about all the miracles that he's wrought and all the souls that he saved, hallelujah, all those who were bound up that he set free, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Those that were sick, he healed and raised them up. When we think about those who even died and the Lord caused them to be raised from the dead and added more years onto their life. Oh, thank you, Lord. The greatness of God is something we ought to think about more. We ought to consider a whole lot more. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Because God, he lets us know just how great he is. He lets us know his power, his might, and his majesty, his glory. The Lord's name is to be praised. Glory, hallelujah. From the very rising of the sun to the going down of the same. From this time forth, even forevermore, give him praise. Lift him up. Even as Jesus said to Nicodemus, that if the Son of Man, as the in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man also be lifted up. And he said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. So we need to praise God more. We really need to think about his mighty acts. We need to praise him in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. And when we consider his sanctuary, we're not necessarily talking about the building that we go into to render praise unto God. Hallelujah. Thinking about the sanctuary of our heart, his sanctuary. Because he comes inside and he makes his abode there. He lives inside of us. And so his sanctuary is in our heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. And therefore, we need to praise him in his sanctuary. Mm-hmm. We need to praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. He has wrought so many mighty acts. He brought the children of Israel out of Egypt with a strong hand. Oh, glory to God. Mighty acts. He delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. Oh, yes, he did. Praises for his mighty acts. The three Hebrew boys, as we know them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God delivered them out of a burning, fiery furnace. Hallelujah. He was right there inside the furnace, right along with them, and took the heat out of the flames. Praise him for his mighty acts. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. His excellent greatness. The praise needs to line up and be according to his excellent greatness. How we perceive things, not how we think it should be, but it should be according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. And the sound of the music, the instruments, all of these we use to give praise to our God. And we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We ought to lift up our voices, all ye lands, and give him praise. Oh, hallelujah. Because he is worthy. His name is worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Everything. We need to encourage everyone that we encounter to praise Almighty God. We need to encourage them to give God the glory. I know sometimes people say, oh, thank you for singing that song. Thank you for, let's give God the glory. Give it all to the Lord because that's where it belongs. Without him, what could we do? We are less than nothing before Almighty God. So all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, everything belongs to the name of the Lord. Oh, praise be to God. And we take it up in Isaiah. Isaiah picks it up, the 40th chapter, with this question in verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Will ye compare unto him? There is none. None whatsoever. The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. But still it cannot be likened unto God. It cannot be compared to God because it is made by man's hands. Hallelujah. He that is so impoverished that he has no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning work, graven image, that shall not be moved. But it cannot be likened to God. There is no comparison whatsoever. Because the only thing that's going to stand is the name of the Lord. Everything else, all the graven images, the idol gods, all is going down. Hallelujah. People are caught up into idols, worshiping individuals, giving them all kinds of praises. But all the glory, all the praise belong to God. No one can compare with him. Mm-mm. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We can't even go that far back. Glory, hallelujah. Who sat down and counseled God? Who instructed him? Who taught him and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding. No one who told God how to do things. No one. Hallelujah. There's no one to compare with him. Think about the greatness of God. The greatness of God. He didn't have a counselor to counsel him or to teach him. Because before anyone came about or anything, God is. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God is. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isaiah describes him in the 15th verse, the nations he describes. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the owls as a very little thing. The 17th verse says, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. All nations. God is above all nations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? None. And let's go on down to 28, verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. The greatness of God. Hallelujah. Even the youth shall and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. And this prophecy has already been fulfilled and is yet being fulfilled, because we see the youth are fainting and they are weary. The young men are falling. Oh, hallelujah. But there is yet hope if we're willing to wait on God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Because of the greatness of God. Oh, hallelujah. If we wait on him for just a little while, it may seem like it's taking a long time. Oh, but I'm going to tell you how to pass the time. You ought to praise him in his sanctuary. You ought to praise him in the firmament of his power. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Praise the name of the Lord. And wait patiently until you hear from him, because he will show up and he will show out. Oh, yes, he will. He will come with his reward in his hand. He will come with blessings and deliverance and salvation. He will come with healing and restoration. He will come with everything that we need, because God is. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No one can compare with Jesus. God is. It's an open
put everything there that you need him to be. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, glory to God. He's my counselor. He's everything to me. Oh, praise be to God. God is my healer. God is everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be the name of the Lord. All glory and honor belongs to him. So let us take this word and remember that God is the creator of the ends of the earth. He fainteth not, neither is weary. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. He never gets tired. So no matter how many times we go to him, no matter how many times we call upon his name, he is never weary. He's never asleep. His ears are always open, listening for our call, listening for our cry, for our praise, for our worship, listening to his people. Hallelujah. God is the everlasting God and the creator of you and me. Oh, praise the Lord. And if we want to be pleasing unto the Lord, we need to dig deep into the mystery of the greatness of God. And when we go after God in this manner, when we cry unto him and seek his face, he will reveal himself to us. And I want to share with you a testimony of how God came into the room and he visited me. Some of you may have heard me tell this testimony, but I feel led to tell it here tonight. I recall that there was a day when my soul was vexed, and I felt so despondent. Oh, praise be to God. I had the key to the building of one of our churches there in New Jersey, Faith Temple. We hadn't started in there, but I had the key at the time after just signing the lease and so forth. And so, feeling the way I felt, for my heart was so heavy. My heart was so overwhelmed that I needed to cry unto the Lord. So I went to that building, fell down on my knees. There was one chair there, and I just put the chair down, and I kneeled down. And I cried unto the Lord. And I just kept on crying to him and just calling on the name of Jesus. Oh, I don't know how long I was there, but I think I was there about 4 or 5 hours, maybe longer. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. But I remember praying so earnestly and just calling on the Lord Jesus. He knew the situation. And I didn't even say what the situation was or what I was crying about, but I just kept on calling on Jesus. And the tears just kept on flowing. Hallelujah. And after a while, after kneeling there, I got up and I went to wash my face. In the restroom,
the mirror was to the left as you're walking into the door. And the sink was straight in front. So I walked straight in to wash my face, but I caught a glimpse to the side, to the left side, where the mirror was. And I turned to look in the mirror. Lord, thank you, Jesus. And I saw a glow on my face. I didn't recognize my own face. So I started pulling out my skin and trying to figure out what had happened to it because it didn't look like my skin. Oh, glory to God. It was such a bright glow on my skin, on my countenance. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So the Lord was in the room with me, and I knew it not. As Jacob said, the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. I didn't even know that he had stopped by and made his holy visitation, and he left evidence behind. Oh, praise be to God. So I left there and went next door, and they were looking at me strange, trying to figure out what was going on, and I wasn't even fully aware. Oh, praise the Lord. So I went on to one of the saints' houses, and when I walked in the door, their eyes began to open so wide, and they were like, Evangelist, how mean? What happened? What happened? And I just told them I had been with the Lord. And they said, your skin looks like velvet. So the Lord, he left his evidence that he had shown up, that he was in the room. Hallelujah. And so the greatness of God is something we ought to consider more often. We ought to consider giving him more praise. We ought to consider lifting him up everywhere we go. And we need to do it with a sincere heart, to know that God has accepted our praise because he is so high above all nations and his glory is so high above the heavens. Oh, praise be to God. He has to humble himself even to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth. What a mighty God we serve. What a great God we serve. And I thank God for his word. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage everyone who's listening tonight to get closer to the Lord, to reaffirm your relationship with him. If at any time you don't communicate with him as often as you did before, that means you're losing touch. Your relationship with the Lord is on the line because there's an enemy who is seeking to devour you, seeking to destroy you. So never, never fall off from your communication with the Lord. Stay in contact with God. Stay in communication. Pray earnestly every day, every night, as often as you can. Pray without ceasing, as the Bible exhorts us to do so. Oh, hallelujah. Let's praise our God. Let's praise him with everything we have. Timbrel, the dance, the stringed instrument, organs, loud cymbals, high-sounding cymbals, whatever other instrument you have, mm-hmm. Let's praise the Lord. All the stringed instruments, psaltery, harp, trumpet, whatever you have available to you, use it to praise the Lord. But praise him according to his excellent
greatness. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank God for his word on tonight. I thank God for his greatness. There's no one like God. Praise the Lord. And maybe there's someone listening tonight desiring a special prayer. We're going to give you that invitation right now to accept prayer. If you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to turn away from the world and you want to live for the Lord, tonight is your best opportunity because tomorrow is not promised. Today should hear his voice. Harden not your heart. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait around. But today is the day of salvation. Today you can accept Jesus as your personal Savior and invite him to come into your heart and dwell there. Hallelujah. Invite him in your heart this night. And also, anyone who has a special request or petition and you want to receive prayer for that, this is your opportunity as well to cry out unto the Lord, to seek after him for answers to your prayer, for him to move in your behalf, to send you the things that you stand in need of, whether it be more strength, more faith, more power, more courage, whatever you are in need of. Oh, praise the Lord. God will do it for you. So at this time, we extend the invitation to those of you who want to give your life to Christ and you want to openly confess that you are willing to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. If you are listening, you can press *6. Come over on the platform and openly confess. Be ready to repent of all of your sins and ask the Lord to have mercy upon you and to forgive you and to receive you unto himself. Is there one tonight who is willing to accept Jesus as your personal Savior? You're welcome to come over on the platform, press *6, and acknowledge your willingness to accept Jesus. Is there one tonight? Is there one? Hallelujah. Will you willingly turn away from the world? Turn away from friends, family. Turn away and accept Jesus. Give up anything that's holding you back, anything that's stopping you from doing the will of God. Are you willing tonight? Is there one? Is there one at this time? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to be ashamed. You know, if you're ashamed to own Jesus before this sinful and adulterous generation, he's going to be ashamed to own you before his angels, his Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Or perhaps you do want to accept Jesus, but you're not ready to openly confess on this line tonight, but in your heart can do the same thing. You can openly confess that you are a sinner and you want God to forgive your sins and to have mercy on you and save you. You can do that right now. And we're going to pray for you tonight. Is there anyone else who has a special prayer, request, or petition that you want to make known to receive prayer? You may press *6 and come over on the platform and make your request known. Is there one tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I enjoyed the word. Amen. I tell you, we always need encouraging words. I mean, I thank God for you tonight. God bless you. This is Sister Janie, and I'm asking for prayer tonight for that God will let me be able to remember my dreams. Amen. I still have not been able to remember my dreams, and I'm asking God for protection. Amen. Those two things I'm asking God to pray for protection for me and my family. And a financial breakthrough. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord. Is there another?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello, this is Gwen. And I'm asking for prayer to strengthen my, to pray my strength in the Lord. I would like prayer for the ladies at the Work Relief Center. I would like prayer for my family, the Reed family. I would also like prayer for my nephew, Al, and his family. I want a general prayer for everyone because we all need strength and we all need Jesus. So pray for the whole world because we need it. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there another tonight? Is there anyone else who would like to make your petition known? Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for those requests tonight, and we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to pray the prayer of faith,
yes.
Believe in God, because God has the power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us believe God together.
Yes.
Put aside everything else and just focus directly on the Lord.
Yes.
As we go into the presence of the Lord, bringing our petitions and our prayer requests, bringing all of our burdens, our troubles, our problems before him.
Yes.
Let us humble ourselves. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. We come, Lord, humbling ourselves before you, Lord, and asking you for mercy.
Jesus.
Lord, we are praying a special prayer tonight as we enter into your presence on the behalf of those who are openly confessing in their heart,
Jesus,
that they want to accept you as their personal Savior, inviting you to come into their heart and to make your abode.
Jesus.
Lord, we pray right now that you will have mercy upon them.
Yes.
And that you'll forgive all of their sins and wash them in your blood. Have mercy, O God, and save them, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray a special prayer tonight on behalf of Sister Jamie. Oh,
yes.
Lord God, she made her petition known that she desires to remember her dreams and asking for protection for her and her family, Lord.
And we ask you in faith tonight to grant her her petition. Oh, my God, we know that you are a mighty God. And we know, Lord, that you sit high and you look down low. And you can see us down here. And, oh, my God, we thank you for hearing our prayer.
Yes.
And we are asking this, Lord, that you will do it for tonight. And let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you tonight on behalf of Sister Gwen, Lord. And she made her request known tonight and requested prayer for the family members, Lord, the bereaved family, her nephew and his family, oh God. And we ask that you will grant her these petitions, Lord. Let it be done right now according to your will, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, bring comfort and consolation. Move in the family. Oh, God, give her the strength that she needs to continue on along this Christian journey. Please, Lord, hold her hand and direct her in the way she should go. And Lord, bless her family with the blessing that they stand in need of. And my God, we come to you on behalf of everyone else who's listening on this line.
Mm-hmm.
And though they may not have openly mentioned their prayer request or desire or petition, but Lord, you know just what it is. You can hear it, even though they don't say it out of their mouth. But we believe tonight, Lord, that you're listening to every cry. Well, thank you. Hallelujah. Come to you, Lord, on behalf of everyone who is crying out to you right now. And we're acting in faith, touching and agreeing, believing you together tonight. Lord, that you will grant it according to your will.
Yes,
that you
God.
Will work it out right now, Lord God. Yes. Fix it, Jesus. We can't do nothing without you, Lord.
Yes.
We're depending on you, but we are nothing without you, Lord God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, you made us. And you know us by name. We're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We need you to stop by here right now. While we're praying this prayer, oh God, touch, Lord, heal and deliver.
Yes.
While we're praying this prayer, Lord Jesus,
yes,
send a blessing, oh God, and command the blessing to overtake us, oh Lord Jesus. Send on strength tonight, God. Wow, we're calling on your name. For you said you would answer. Wow, we're yet calling. And we believe you, oh Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, remember all of those who are on the prayer list all the way around the world. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will touch them and bless them,
yes,
bless
God.
Their families in the name of Jesus. Lord, the extended families, oh, God, the bereaved families,
Jesus,
have mercy tonight, Jesus. Comfort,
yes,
and console. Oh, yes, Lord, glory, hallelujah. Lord, only you know what that pain feels like. You are acquainted with all of our griefs. And my God, we ask that you will send your angels to minister to those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Oh, my God, please comfort them and uphold them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will continue to bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Lord God, bless our leaders. Give them visions and revelations. Teach
them, Lord, how to lead, God. And we know that your name is to be praised from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. We honor you, O God. We worship and we praise you, Lord. Oh, my God, and we ask that you will accept our prayer, accept our praise, our worship, our songs, oh, God, all the praises that we render unto you. Help us, oh, Lord, to do it with a sincere heart.
Yes,
and,
God.
Lord, we want to thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your touch.
Hello.
We thank you for the moving of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, oh, God, for the outpouring of your spirit. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you for healing tonight. Thank you for deliverance, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for the saving of souls. Hallelujah, we for sitting on strength tonight. We thank you, Lord, God, for encouraging us. We thank you, hallelujah, for lifting heavy burdens. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for speaking unto us, Lord, and ministering to us, oh, God. We thank you. Oh, my God, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We ask you to continue to bless this great ministry in the name of Jesus and bless the host, Lord God. Bless the co-host and all those on the team, Lord Jesus, bless abundantly with the blessing that each stands in need of.
Yes,
we thank you, hallelujah. We give glory and honor to you.
Yes,
we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, ever have your way, Lord.
Mm.
Your holy will be done. We surrender to you, Lord. We yield ourselves to you. We are your instrument. We belong to you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, glory, glory to your name. Oh, blessed Savior, blessed Savior. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts, the thoughts in our minds, the intents of our hearts, let it all be acceptable in your sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer, we ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless. God bless.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. What a word on tonight. Glory to God, what a word on tonight. My God, glory to God. And people of God, listen, right now, glory to God, we just want to open the lines. Amen, Jesus, I don't know about you, glory be to God, but I just got to praise. Amen. Glory to God, and we ought to get it out on tonight. We're going to open the line. Amen. Give God praise. We've heard the word on tonight. Glory be to God. And don't you hold back. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on and let's give him praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
And they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Truly the Lord is great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. The greatness of God. The greatness of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's none like him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I as the woman of God was going forth, amen, I was reminded of a word, amen, that came, glory be to God, through our advisor, amen, Jesus, prophetess, Everett, amen, glory be to God, amen, and she said, amen, the Lord posed the question, amen, Jesus, will you pray, are you pray, do you praise him, amen, like he's a man, like he said, do you praise me like I'm a man? Glory be to God, like a mere man, like a, amen, glory be to God, like a mortal man, glory to God, and as the woman of God, as woman of God you were going for, amen, I kept hearing that question, I kept hearing that question resonate in my spirit, glory be to God, as you begin to build, amen, as you begin to bring forth the word, glory to God, even the more showing us who God is, amen. Glory be to God, awesome in all of his ways. Glory be to God, amen. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah. And to be mindful, as the woman of God was saying, amen, to be mindful of our praise. Consider, glory to God, consider what kind of praise we're giving unto the Lord. Amen, Jesus. What kind of praise, glory to God, are we giving unto him? Amen. Glory be to God, because he's mighty. He's powerful. Glory be to God. The Lord, hallelujah, is in his sanctuary. Glory be to God. And he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we've got to, amen, consider. Amen. We got to consider our praise. We got to consider, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, how we're praising God. What are we giving him? Amen, Jesus, sometimes just like prayers. Amen, Jesus, prayers can just, amen, you know, I'm sure you've experienced it. Amen, you're before God, you're praying, amen, and feel like those prayers are just going up to the ceiling. Glory be to God. But people of God, when we mean business, glory to God, when we need it, and sometimes that's the same way with our praise. Amen. It's not going anywhere. Glory be to God. But when we mean business and when we consider him, when we consider his greatness, when we consider, amen, the isness of God, amen, as the woman of God began to talk about is, God is, who, and she left it blank. Glory to God. Who is he to you? Amen. Who is he to you? What has he done for you? Glory be to God. And I tell you, when we begin to think on these things, glory be to God, it doesn't matter what we're feeling like. Amen. Glory be to God. We can think, we can praise our way. We can think our way. Glory be to God, out of a situation. Glory to God. Whatever we're feeling like, whatever we're going through in the moment, amen, it has to turn us loose. Glory be to God. If we lose the praise, amen, before God, amen, the scripture declares he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. So we just give God praise on tonight. Amen. Even as the woman of God began to declare by the word, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. People of God, if we had 10,000 tongues and if we praise him every hour, every minute, every second, it still wouldn't be enough to give him praise. We owe him. We owe him a praise. We owe him praise. Glory be to God. We owe it unto him. Glory be to God. We got to, amen, loose our minds, loose our thoughts, amen. Glory be to God. And see him for who he is and know him for who he is. Glory be to God. And when we do these things, oh, my God, amen, as the song says, amen, when praises go up, blessings come down. People of God, sometimes our blessings are held up. Amen, because we won't give God a praise. You can praise your blessings down, my God. You can praise God, amen. Glory be to God, so much so that the Lord himself, glory be to God, will come down. Amen, and I give God thanks. I give God praise, amen, even for, glory be to God, the experience that the woman of God shared, amen, even in the presence of God right there. Amen, in the church, as she was shut up with God, just her, amen, nobody else, amen, it's an individual thing, glory be to God, but just her and God, amen, and coming out of the presence of God, amen, her face shone just as Moses did when he was on the mount, amen, because she was, glory be to God, right there in the presence of God. Ha! Glory be to God. It's, listen, we can't go in unto God. We can't touch God, amen. We can't embrace him, glory be to God, and not come out with some of the residue, amen. Not come out, amen, glory be to God, with the brightness of the glory of the Lord shining upon us, amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, I just want to tell you, he's no respecter of persons. You can have an experience like that. You can have, there's an experience that awaits you. Glory to God. When you go into, glory to God. When you embrace the greatness of God, when you embrace him, amen, when you embrace him with everything that is within you, people of God, he'll give you an experience. He'll give you a visitation. He will wait on our Messiah. Glory to God. There's a scripture that wait, hallelujah, on him. Wait on and go into his presence. Go into the presence of God. Glory to God. Shut everything else off, people of God. Amen. Jesus, perhaps you say, amen, you've been going. You've been praying. Listen, people of God, there's higher heights and deeper depths. There are experiences that await you in God. Glory be to God. You heard it. You heard it on tonight. You heard the woman of God, amen, Jesus. And I know that there are experiences, amen, that are on this line. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, go on into God. Go on into him. Amen. Begin to think, amen, even the scriptures that the woman of God gave on tonight, take those scriptures in with you. Read those scriptures and not just read them, but consider and let those scriptures speak. Let the word speak unto you. Let the word, glory be to God, breathe upon you and embrace it and go off into God, people of God. Go on off into God, amen. Glory be to God. Perhaps you said you've been praying, glory be to God, amen. Well, people of God, it's time to go to another level. Time to go to another level in God. It's time to go. It's time to press beyond where you've been pressing. It's time to press beyond where you've been settling. It's time to press beyond, glory to God, and the Lord would send such a word in this hour, glory be to God, because it is unto you, people of God,
For the Lord truly inhabits the praises of his people. Glory be to God. He's great and greatly to be praised. Glory be. There's none like unto him. There's none liking unto him. Glory be to God. Let us consider these things. Amen. I just thank God on tonight. Amen. I thank God on tonight. I thank the Lord on tonight for this word. I thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, because it is a call. There is a call. There's a call to come closer. There's a call to draw nearer unto him. There's a call, people of God, to come off of the surface. Glory be to God. Launch on out. Amen. In God. Amen. Glory be to God, because he's there. He's waiting. Glory be to God. He's waiting, amen. Glory be to God, on such, amen, that seeketh him. Amen. And if you seek him, glory be to God, you will be found. He will be found. Amen. Glory be to God. It don't take a whole lot, people of God, but it takes all that you got. You got to praise him with your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole understanding. Glory be to God, all that you are. But we give God thanks. We give God praise on the night. Again, woman of God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this word on tonight. Amen. We thank you for sharing. We thank you for revealing, amen, what the Lord has done in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. God is still real, people. He's real. He's real, and he's still revealing himself to his people. Those that are seeking him, he's revealing himself. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, I'm just stirred in my spirit. I'm so stirred in my spirit on tonight. So, amen, just so grateful to the Lord for this word on tonight. And people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy. Glory be to God. Those, our listeners, amen, internationally, yes, God is still real. He's still on the throne. He's still revealing himself to his people. And glory be to God, as many as would receive him. Glory be to God. Tonight, we just want to let you know you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. You can get your own copy. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to give you two numbers, amen, that you can text. Glory be to God to get your copy. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. For our international listeners, amen. Glory to God. If you would like to get a copy, we can send it to you by WhatsApp. Amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. It's 678-608-7234. Amen. And as well, it's a backup number. Amen, Jesus, if you want to get that copy sent directly to you. We thank God for those of you that are listening via Facebook on tonight. Amen. As always, glory to God, you can get your copy. Amen. We encourage you to send it. Once you get these copies, people of God, send it to somebody. Amen, Jesus. Who doesn't need this word on tonight? Glory to God. Who doesn't need encouragement? Who doesn't need, glory be to God, to know? Hey, my God. Hallelujah. All that we've heard on tonight. Glory to God. Those that are listening on Facebook, amen, be sure to send it. Send it via Messenger. To tag someone. Glory be to God. Tag someone on tonight. Glory to God. Let them know. Send this word. Send it. Send it. Send it. Glory be to God. And the word will do the work. Amen. We want to do all that we can to get this word out, because people of God, people need to be encouraged all over the world. Amen, Jesus. And the word of God, the unadulterated word of God, the pure word of God will do it every time. So we thank God on tonight again for this word. Amen. I'm telling you, my soul is bubbling over on tonight. Amen, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. We just want to bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God on this night. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight for your woman servant, for your maid servant, for this daughter of Zion on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the word spoken through your servant on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking you to bless her for her willingness. Bless her, glory be to God, for her labor. Glory be to God in the gospel. We thank you on tonight, and we're asking you to bless her. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in on tonight. Bless, glory be to God, the very works of her hand. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for your hand being upon her. We're thanking you on tonight for all that was shared. We're asking you, oh God, to bless her. Glory be to God, for you know what she has need of. We're asking you to bless her now. Bless her family. We're asking you to bless her ministry. Bless her children. Bless her grandchildren. Bless on tonight, oh God, everything that concerns her, for it concerns you. And we're asking you tonight, we're asking you to look favorably upon your servant now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you will cover her. We're asking that you will shield her on tonight. We're asking, oh God, glory be to God, that you would breathe upon her afresh even the more in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you, glory to God, to do a new thing in her life. And we're thanking you now, oh God, for you've already begun a great work in her. And we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. We're asking that you would strengthen her now. Strengthen her, cover her, shield her, oh God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. And God, we're thanking you tonight, and we declare and we decree there should be no backlash of the enemy. Oh God, we forbid it tonight as sons of God. We thank you now. We bless you now. We honor and we glorify you for your servant. And Father, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. And on tonight, glory be to God. Woman of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank God for you yet again. Amen, Jesus. We're just going to ask you, amen, to have your final words. Amen. You can tell us about your broadcast as well. Glory be to God. And then we ask that you just go ahead and close us out. Amen. All has been said. All is done. All is well. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. You have the platform, woman of God.
Man, praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, my soul is just set on fire. Prayer, I thank God. I thank God for this great ministry. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for you, Evangelist Bradley, and for all of your advisors and co-hosts and those that are working together in this ministry. Praise be to God. I'm so grateful. And I thank God for all of you who have tuned in to listen. And I want to encourage you, as was already stated, let us take the word of God in and let us apply it to ourselves and live by it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I also have a broadcast on Friday at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. If you have any time and you're not busy, please feel free to dial in, and I'll give you that number to dial, and it's the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And the Lord blessed us to get this started, and it's taken off according to the will of God, and I'm so grateful. So that number is 319-763. And we are doing something special for the month of June. This is something the Lord laid on my heart to do for the youth. And this month we are featuring a theme of youth empowerment. So we're referring to the month of June on this broadcast as Youth Empowerment Month. So if you have any youth that you have contact with, please reach out to them and let them know that they are loved. Let them know to be encouraged, you know, and help them. Give them some sound advice. give them sound doctrine. Give them the word of God before we are moving on off the scene. And the youth who are coming along are the future church. And how do we want the future church to be? Do we not pass on to them the unadulterated word of God? Do we not instill these beautiful and precious words in them so that they can uphold righteousness? Praise the Lord. And as the Bible says, that the youth, they're utterly falling. And, you know, they're fainting. They're weary. You know, but God is able to give strength to those who are faint. Amen. He gives them might and whatever else they need to keep on going. So let us pray a special prayer for our youth, and let us reach out to them. On my broadcast, we are doing different things. So if you want to give them this number to call, they can call in and maybe hear some other youth, and that might encourage them. So you are certainly welcome to dial in anytime this month. And I thank you for your patience. May the Lord continue to bless you. And I'm asking for your continued prayers. And until we meet again, may the Lord be with you. May the Lord ever strengthen and encourage you. And as was stated, all is said and done. And we bring this to a close by blessing this ministry. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your goodness toward us. We thank you, O God, for the founder of this ministry and for those who work along with her. We are praying, God, that you will ever strengthen and encourage her, Lord, and guide her. Lead her in the way that you will have her to go. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord, that you will ever expand this ministry. Let it continue to grow. Let it continue to be a blessing to many souls, even around the world. Oh, my God, let it be done according to your will. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we count it as done. We give you thanks. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of the praise, and we praise you, O God. We magnify you, and we lift you up. We ask it all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, and keep that praise in your heart. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you, people of God. And we will see you back here on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. We love you. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.